The National Elections Commission of Liberia, also known as NEC, will today, Monday, officially declare the winner of the vote. Incumbent President George Weah of the Coalition for Democratic Change, CDC, on Friday accepted defeat and congratulated former Vice President Joseph Boakai of the United Party, UP.
The results announced tonight, though not final, indicate that Ambassador Joseph Nyima Boakai is in a lead that we cannot surpass. A few moments ago, I spoke with President-elect Joseph Nyima Boakai to congratulate him on his victory. Tonight, as we acknowledge the result, let us also recognize that the true winners of these elections are the people of Liberia.
Saturday's provisional results announced by the NEC showed Boakai at 50.64% and we are at 49.36%. Some Liberians have been speaking to VOA about the outcome of the election and President Weah concession statement. Amos Mo says, although he is not a supporter of the CDC, President Weah's acceptance of the results is a good sign that Liberia democracy is getting stronger.
To refer or think that in Africa, it's very difficult to see your president accept it. It's very difficult in Africa to be real. It shows that our democracy is improving on a daily basis. But at peace, we all went there, and the president have done it for us. So actually, I must applaud him, even though I'm not a citizen, but what he did, wow. I'm so surprised. I'm shocked.
Another citizen, Isaiah Boto, says progressives should get credit for the trouble-free polls and peaceful transfer of power. He especially pointed to the influence of a late leader in Liberia's multi-party system and creator of the Progressive Alliance of Liberia in 1975.
The very first thing I felt that was good is that our democracy have grown to an extent that we are able to stand. And at the counting period, I started retrospecting the days of G. Marcus Matthew and the rest of the patriarch that fought to bring about democracy. Despite of all of the people around speaking, we hope that something could have been done. He came on and called president-elect Joseph M. Boakai to congratulate him. And then after that, I felt that he is a man. Peace.
Meanwhile, President-elect Joseph Boakai has yet to make an acceptance speech. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipson in Monrovia, Liberia.